Hello, my name is Molly, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, justice, peace, liberation, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. We are very fortunate to be joined by Dolly Vea Sahuja. She's the documentary filmmaker of The Land of Ahimsa. And we are celebrating the international vegan campaign called International Calf and Cow Mother's Day that launched on Mother's Day weekend, May 9th and 10th, 2026. The International Calf and Cow Mother's Day is a campaign of the nonprofit organization Million Vegan Grandmothers. Welcome, Dolly. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you, Marlene. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is great. I'm so thrilled. And thank you for all you do. You're very powerful. And your documentary film, The Land of Ahimsa, is totally awesome and powerful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Dolly, before we begin with our interview, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself and your freedom fighter granddad?
Yes. So my name is Dolly Vea Sahuja. I'm an Ahimsa animal activist. And I'm a granddaughter of a freedom fighter. His name was Chaganlal Joshi. And he was a social justice freedom fighter with Mahatma Gandhi. He was with him side by side, during this time in India. And he went to jail with him. He did so much fighting for social justice issues. He was in the ashram with him. And he was side by side in the salt march. There's a famous picture of Mahatma Gandhi and my grandfather and other freedom fighters. It's a famous picture, and my grandfather was a part of that salt march. And so today, I follow in his footsteps, Marlene. I'm also a freedom fighter, an animal freedom fighter, fighting for the greatest social justice issue talked about today, which is speciesism.
Yes, thank you, Dolly. And can you please tell us about your transformation to veganism overnight, your overnight transformation into veganism?
Yeah. So let me take you all the way back. You know, I started practicing the Tao, which is an old ancient practice. And a Taoist teacher taught me to meditate under a tree and build a relationship with the tree. It's going to change your life. I bumped into a video called The Garrison Therapy Clinic by Charlotte Garrison, who was reversing cancer by drinking carrot apple ginger juice. And I got my first juicer, and I started juicing. I juiced for my family. I felt so great. Got into green juice and smoothies and lemon water, and I felt great. And so when I came home one day looking at a juicing recipe, I bumped into another video called The Best Speech Ever by Gary Yavosky. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners will know about his famous speech. And it was on animal cruelty. And when I saw it, boy, it was devastating, so hard to watch. It hurt me so deep down in the core that night, I'll never forget, I went to go get a pot to boil some water for dinner, and I just had a breakdown on the kitchen floor. And I knew in that moment I had to go vegan. So in the morning when I woke up, now Indian people love their chai, which is our Indian tea with ginger and mint and black pepper and cardamom. It's a really delicious tea. And we're all addicted to this tea. And I didn't know what I was going to do, Marlene, when I woke up in the morning, but I went to the grocery store and bought my first almond milk and made my tea. And, you know, soon after that, I actually learned how to make almond milk at home and cashew milk and nut milk. And I started doing that. And slowly, I learned to make all my Indian dishes just by using, you know, a plant-based product. But in the beginning, you know, it was very hard to go to the grocery store when you see all these people buying dead animals and dairy. And I mean, I didn't even go to the meat section, but sometimes you have to go through it to get to another part. My legs would shake. I was very mad at first and sad at the same time, having nightmares. I had a nightmare about a worker punching a baby calf. I would have anxiety, and then I felt hopeless. Like, how are we going to make this world vegan? Like, why don't people know about this? And then I went to my first vegan potluck, and I actually met people who felt like me, which was so important. I felt so good about that. And I kept going, you know, once a month, and we would all bring food. And then I knew, like, being vegan wasn't enough. I had to do something. Of course, I'm going to my tree every day. While meditating, the tree gave me an idea, like, Dolly, why don't you talk to your own Indian people who are pure vegetarian, believing in ahimsa, about the truth of dairy? I went home and started researching. I started writing everything I wanted to say about the dairy industry, the cruelty about it. And I wanted to talk about our health, how bad it is for our health, how bad it is for the planet. And I put together a presentation. And, you know, I spoke at my first Jain vegan temple, which was amazing. And I started a WhatsApp group from the people at the temple, ladies. And the president, Urvashi Jain, actually went vegan. And we would discuss how to make tea, because at the temple, when people come on Sunday, of course, that Indian chai is served first. So the women were in charge of the kitchen, so they would always use cashew milk or some other kind of milk, and they were using all kinds of cashew or almond product or yogurt to make the foods at the temple. And also at the temple, we bathe our gods, our statues, in milk as a sign of respect. And so I told them, you know, we can always use coconut milk. And coconut, the fresh coconut has a lot of religious, spiritual meaning in our culture. And, you know, Dr. Rao taught me all this. You always can use coconut milk, coconut water, or simply water when bathing our gods. And when lighting our diva, which is like candle, but we use like a cotton wick with purified ghee, which is butter, to light it. So we can always use coconut oil to do that. And so they did make a lot of changes that meant a lot to me. But today there's a new president, and, you know, that temple might be, the people there, a lot have gone vegan, but it's not an entirely a vegan temple, unfortunately.
Thank you, Dolly. I really value your slogan, dairy is not ahimsa, and that you have on your t-shirt too. That's great. It's so important. Can you please tell us more about how dairy is not ahimsa?
Yes. For the viewers who don't know, the word ahimsa is the most beautiful word ever written. Written by the Upanishads 5,000 years ago in India. And it means non-violence in what we think and what we say and what we do. And non-violence, not just to human beings, but all beings. So India is known as the land of ahimsa. And, you know, Indians consider the cow, the female cow, we call her Gau Mata, where we're from, which means mother, the highest respect to mother. But people need to wake up their eyes, because we are torturing these cows. We're using them for their milk. We first have to get them pregnant. How are they getting pregnant? Through artificial insemination. And the medical term for inseminating a cow, you know, they use a rape rack. And I saw this in India. And artificial insemination involves a farmer, no vet required, inserting one arm up into the elbow, through the cow's rectum, in her private, you know, in her private area, to get her pregnant. Now, if this was done to a human, it would be called rape. But because we do it to cows, it's called artificial insemination. This is domination, violation, oppression, and it must be abolished. And today in India, you know, dairy has become very commercial. It's an industry. We're treating them as commodities. And, you know, people in India get these milk products sent to their home in a plastic bag. They have no idea what is behind this white glory. And the male calf, when the male calf is born, many times the farmers will put the male calf on the street. The male calf will be starving, eating plastic, get eaten by wild dogs, get in car accidents. If she has a female, she'll live the same life cycle of slavery as her mother. And these mothers get pregnant over and over and over and over till they're so weak that they be sent out to slaughter. I mean, right now as I speak, all these cows in India are getting, you know, slaughtered for illegal slaughter and legal slaughter. Now in India, there's rights to cows. You're not, it's a law not to kill a cow. But in certain areas in India, like South India, where there's a Christian, predominant Christians, they eat beef. So, you know, they're allowed. The other thing is buffaloes in India, the black buffalo, they have no protection. So they're definitely getting slaughtered for beef. And, you know, India is almost the second largest beef exporter in the world. How could this be in the land of ahimsa? So, but if this is all hidden from us, you know, people don't know, but actually there's activists in every parts of India discussing all this. So I do pray that India wakes up. We're sending our cows off to leather. You know, we're almost first or second in leather export as well. How could this be in the land of ahimsa? So I'm praying that, you know, there should be, there's goshalas, which are sanctuaries for cows, but, you know, still the mom and baby are separated. There's still a lot of cruelty in those places too. So now we need to go vegan. We need to create sanctuaries for them, really treat her like Gau Mata, which is a respect to mother. We need to respect the goats, the buffaloes, the cows, and all animals, and get back to our true nature, which is compassion. And, you know, a lot of people think, like, cows are just giving milk. No, they're not. A cow had to have a baby to produce milk, just like us. You know, so we tie them up, and we take their milk. They don't give it willingly. And we're the only species who drink another species' milk. So this is really not normal. We need to wake up to this. And we, you know, it's not about taste. It's torture. And we can't keep harming them. We cannot use these cows in God's name anymore. We have to create a new divine imprint for the planet, for compassion, for ahimsa.
We're listening to Dolly Via Sahuja. Dolly's the documentary filmmaker of The Land of Ahimsa. She is a great vegan activist. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Much thanks for tuning in. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dolly Via Sahuja. This is Entice, the lyrical vegan. Epic vegan rap for them.
Entice, so nice. I do this for animal rights. Anonymous for the voiceless is what I represent. Animal liberation is coming. Are you gonna join us? CubaTruth.com. Check it.
What you doing when you hear this song? You eating dead bodies while you hit your bong? I hit you back and forth like a game of ping pong. I'm at your front door like my name is Ding Dong. I'm shouting loud, I'm here to make songs. Show you your animal abuse is so wrong. You wanna live in violence where animals are silent? You wake my beast, you trying to wake my King Kong? Breaking doors down, not ringing bells. No Jehovah Witness here, but you'll see it clear. Like my name is Crystal, I'm loud like pistols. I'll lead you to the light like a chandelier. You put them in a slaughterhouse. You put dead bodies in your daughter's mouth. That's cow flesh in your hand, cow flesh in your tan.
Stop calling it a porterhouse.
It's easy to talk the shit when you're not the one that's going to the murder house. It's not only rape when you're the one trying to scream when they tore your blouse. What about the cows and the rape racks? Exactly. She tried to fight too because she hate that. She got a fist in her ass. Her baby will pass. Her oppressor come around, he'll take that. No name tag, they get a barcode. They all get a knife right where the heart goes. You don't even care. Your heart is bare. Your soul is black. Just like some charcoal. You put your victims in a dark hole. Ever been on a slaughter truck where you're someone's cargo? Eyes full of tears, the heart is full of fears. Your soul is lost, I guess I'll call you Marco. You playing polo? Anyone riding on a horseback is a bozo. You hurt his back, going up and down on it just like a yo-yo. You're alone in the fun like a solo. It's abuse, not a sport, not a logo. Stop exploiting him, he's not enjoying it. I bet you learn when he taught you like Romo. Ever put someone innocent in jail? Got him locked up for no reason and they can't bail? Don't look like that, yes you have. You do it all the time with your guest pass. You make me so sick like a jet lag. You don't see a prison, you see a zoo. You don't see it as cruel, I bet you do. When you look at the cage and you start to see you. Can't wait to cop the J's. You got your Ugg boots and your makeup case. You got minks in your eyelash. They got skinned and dyed just so you can buy that. Animal skin on your feet, animal testing on your cheeks. All your cosmetics got digested. They put it in his eyes, he got injected. Heading to his death cause he's so infected. Man, no in between. You're either a vegan or you're an animal abuser. Your violence and your cruelty, it runs your life, sucks you up like a Hoover. At the slaughterhouse, you're the producer. You could call me the accuser. I'm so ferocious like a cougar. Animal liberation will be in the future. You could say that you sick of me. I guess I'm your tumor. Cause I make you face your mirror. What you won't see, I'll make it clearer. You're disconnected, I'll push it nearer. You're not gonna silence her, I'll make you hear her. I don't care about your feelings. Cause you're gonna know very well who you are. Every single animal, every single scar. I'm gonna join you all together like a singles bar. Until living as a non-vegan animal abuser's rare. Just like a shooting star.
That's Entice, the lyrical vegan, epic vegan rap for them. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Thank you very much for tuning in. We are celebrating the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day, a campaign of the Million Vegan Grandmothers. We are very fortunate to be joined by Dolly Villasahuja, who's joining us from Houston, Texas. Dolly is the documentary filmmaker of The Land of Ahimsa. Thank you, Dolly. And in your great documentary, The Land of Ahimsa, I was really happy to see the very powerful vegan activists such as Shweta and Arvind and Amjor. That was great.
Oh, they're amazing. And I see their videos all the time. And I got to meet, you know, go back to my motherland. And we walked, we marched at Animal Liberation March, which Amjor did. And Shweta has some great videos out there. She's an amazing activist. So many people that I got to meet, and they're in our film, The Land of Ahimsa.
Thank you, Dolly. And can you please tell us about the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day? And I want to tell you that I very much enjoyed your interview with the Million Vegan Grandmothers about the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day, which launched on Mother's Day weekend, May 9th and 10th, 2026.
Thank you, Marlene. Thank you. It was an honor to speak that day. And so many wonderful people. Dr. Rao, of course, he's my Gandhiji. Renee King Sonnen, my hero. Jane Velez Mitchell. Judy Carmen. Lisa Levinson. I mean, amazing people spoke. It meant so much to me to talk about this because dairy's close to my heart. I mean, as a mother and a female, we can all empathize what the cow must be going through. I mean, women are fundamental to life. Even Mother Earth is the female, the feminine, the divine. And without her, we don't have seed. And, you know, the dairy industry is at the core of the deepest betrayal of motherhood and the female body. But Mother Cow is not a milking machine. She's a sentient being. Let all mothers be with their young without fear, slaughter, or mistreatment. It's time to take a stand against, against animal cruelty to all female species and all species. And I love Dr. Will Tuttle's quote when he says, "How could it be our purpose to rob another living being of his or her purpose?" So beautifully said. I love when I did my talk, the most emotional part was when I talked through Mother Daisy. I had a poster board and I'm actually talking through her where she just had her baby and she's saying, "Where did you take it?" You know, I was so excited to see my little boy. And it's my pus in your milk. It's my blood in your milk because it's not your milk. It's my baby's milk. And, you know, it was a very emotional through her, but we have to see it through the eyes of the victim. That's the only way we're going to understand what they're going through. And if animals could speak, mankind would weep.
Powerfully stated. Thank you, Dolly.
Yes, yes. You're welcome.
Dolly, we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
I would like everyone to live by their true nature. We were born with this true nature of compassion. And align your values with your actions. I mean, I live here at a lake where there's duckies and there's fish and there's turtles. And, you know, when the mommy duck has her babies around here and they're crossing the street to go to the other lake, everyone stops their cars and sees them walk. And so this it's built in us. We don't think, oh, you know, let's take those babies home and kill them and eat them, or let's take that mommy duck home and kill her and eat her. We don't think this way. It's because it comes in a pretty package and we're blinded by, we know this, but we all have to get back to who we truly are, in which we are all compassionate beings. We would, you know, society makes it normal, natural, and necessary to eat meat or to have dairy. But our initial nature is love and love others. So please live by your true nature, which is compassion.
Thank you very much, Dolly. And can you please say a few words more about the importance of animal liberation and practicing the golden rule, that this goes way beyond what we see in this material world, that through frequencies and vibrations, that impact is really going to help humanity to overcome the cycles of suffering and to truly liberate humanity as well as the animals?
Yes. Animal liberation is what everyone, you know, if we want freedom, we got to give freedom. If we want to be with our babies, we got to give that. If we want to breastfeed our baby, we got to give that. You know, it's not our milk. It's not our mother. It's not our fur. It's not our skin. Anything you want in life, happiness, you got to give it. People talk about peace and kindness, but, you know, they actually have to give it. A lot of spiritual leaders are out there, you know, especially Indian religious leaders. Of course, they believe in ahimsa and they're vegetarian, but they really need to find out the truth about the dairy and give that up as well. You cannot be spiritual and separate a mother and a baby. And this amount of harm, this amount of torture, this amount of suffering. God lives in the voices, in the voiceless. You know, when you go out, just be with the mother cow or be with any animal, and you will see God. You will see God, the most innocent.
Thank you very much, Dolly, for all you do. You are very powerful, very wise, truly compassionate, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. Thank you, and I love being on your show. And what do we want? Animal liberation. When do we want it? Now. Mother's Day, let all mothers nurture their young and live with peace and love and kindness.
There's no deeper connection than mother and child, and humans do not corner that market of maternal affection and instinct. Are you responsible for destroying that bond? As a non-vegan, you are. And tight. So nice.
Why they take my baby, baby?
How'd you feel giving birth for the first time? Looking in the eyes, you see sunshine. When you heard the sound of the first cry, look around your family so close by. No time for playing games. Family life kicking off, everything in your range gonna change. Got the wallpaper ready, got the blankets with the teddy. Diaper bag already heavy, speed dial already for your bestie. They gon' be right by your side, even if you're lefty. Protect your new king like a chess piece. Or if she's a queen or anyone between, it's a blessing. But hold up, wait a minute. Reality is, that's not how you living. It's called a rape wreck and you sitting in it. Tied up, can't move sh- in it. Oh, you looking for your man, it's gonna be a minute. They gotta get his semen so they can fish you with it. Electric shots to his balls, and it's how to get it. Yeah, he's tied up too, he can't help you in this. Never scream so much, can't believe you in this. There's no one around that can save you in this. Your life is so dark like a sip of Guinness, and it's about to get worse what you about to witness. What a long dream. Gotta let my job know that I'm out and I'm on leave. Gotta get ready for prenatal therapy. Lamaze breathing class, it takes care of me. Honey, get the schedule, tell me what's next for me. Don't wanna overbook, can you write the check for me? Why is the man from my dream standing next to me? Oh, it's not a dream, what else can he take from me? Oh, nothing much. Just the baby that you carried inside you for 9 months. Felt your baby bump, can't wait for that first touch. Want them in your arms, can't wait for that first clutch. Chain around your neck could affect, make it all tough. When you enslave, can't move his butt so much. That you could do, you try to fight so tough. Try to get out so bad with no luck.
Why they take my baby, baby? I just want my baby, baby.
This is Entice, the lyrical vegan. A mother's right.
I just want my baby, baby.
Oh, here we go now. Doctor says push, got the fam, got the whole crowd. Screw what they said about your honey with your low count. It's just you and I, we gon' do this, we gon' show him out. Oh, I can see him, please let me have him. Why are you taking him? Oh my God, you stabbed him. Right, I'm enslaved, no family around it. All I have is anger, depression, and sadness. I wanna hold him one time in his madness. All I see is blood springing out like a mattress. What's on my chest poking me like a cactus? On a machine, milking me is my status. 4 times a day, they doing it. I just wanna die if I'm choosing it. That's on the list too, again, I'm doing it. I'm back in this rape rack and I'm losing it. Finally heading back to my house. 5 years of torture, I'm glad I'm getting out. It's a bumpy ride, but I got my baby on my side. Stroke his hair back as I sing a lullaby. Smell of death in the wind as the air pass by. Not sure what it is, cause I'm on a mother high. 4 babies take it from me, so many cries. Now I could be with you, it's just you and I. We made it, son, we made it to our house. But this is not our house, this is the slaughterhouse. This is the life of every single dairy cow. This is what you're paying for, it's kinda really scary. How I have to make these songs, I have to tell you this. How many times do I have to tell you this? I do it to my grave, until you connect with this. Blowing out your animal abuse like I made a wish.
Why they take my baby, baby?
Much thanks to Dolly Villasahuja for joining us on Vegan Nation. Dolly is the documentary filmmaker of The Land of Ahimsa. Interested folk can view that video on UnchainedTV.com. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Much thanks to all the participants and supporters of the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day. The inauguration was May 9th and 10th, 2026, a campaign by Million Vegan Grandmothers, founded by Tammy Hay in Alberta, Canada. Let's continue with this compilation by Entice, the lyrical vegan, A Mother's Right. This is Marlene, Massachusetts, wishing you a lovely, peaceful, joyous day.
Worst scream I've ever heard. A mother cow on a dairy farm. As she screams and bellows her lungs out day after day for her stolen baby to be given back to her. And I can only imagine the same scream every woman in this room would make if somebody held you down after birth. Stole your newborn baby from you.
I'm a mother, I'm a wife, and now I'm an ex-dairy farmer.
Entice, so nice. I do this for animal rights. Anonymous for the voiceless is what I represent. Animal liberation is coming. Are you gonna join us? CubaTruth.com. Check it.
What you doing when you hear this song? You eating dead bodies while you hit your bong? I hit you back and forth like a game of ping pong. I'm at your front door like my name is Ding Dong. I'm shouting loud.
Animal liberation is coming. Are you gonna join us? CubaTruth.com. Check it.
What you doing when you hear this? What you doing when you hear this? What you doing when you hear this?